everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Laura, your host for It's Time for More Injury Funding Podcast. Thank you for having us, and it's good to see you and hear you all today. More injury funding, we talk about legal funding and how it relates to personal injury, trucking accidents, slip and falls, and anything else in the realm of personal injury or bodily injury. I'm your host, Laura, founder and CEO of More Injury Funding. With a passion for law, medicine, and all suffering people. So that's what I do, and that's what I like to talk about. And today we have a very special guest, Rachel Althea Green, and she will talk with us today about uninsured motorist coverage and underinsured motorist coverage. And these are two terms that most people are not familiar with, unless you're an attorney. But regular people like myself or anybody that you will meet, you know, in your family or your neighbor or a friend or even your spouse that has not had any experience with law usually is not familiar with the term or abbreviation of UM. So we'll talk specifically about that. We'll go into more detail of UM. To start with, I want to tell a little bit about Rachel. She's a lawyer, daughter, friend, colleague, and an advocate for justice and those who are injured and suffering physically, emotionally, and mentally. Rachel is a founding partner of the Althea firm. And Ms. Green, can you tell us a little bit how long you've been practicing and how long ago did you found your firm?
Yes, so I started the Althea firm in October of 2022. And we practice criminal defense as well as personal injury, and I've been an attorney for 4 years.
Wonderful. So if you had to, you know, calculate, and I don't know if you've ever done this calculation, but if you compare personal injury with criminal defense, what would be the percentage of personal injury that you practice on a daily basis?
I would say that we do 70% personal injury and 30% criminal defense.
Wonderful. And so where do you get your cases from usually? Do you advertise yourself? Do you use social media? Do you do any of the billboards? Tell me a little bit about that.
So we're more so a personal, interaction firm. So most of our cases come from people that we know or clients of friends of our clients, or just people that find us on social media.
I love it. Yeah, so social media works for sure. And so Rachel is unique in the way that she's half Jamaican. So that's one of the countries I've always wanted to visit, never been to, but I'm totally impressed by Jamaican food. Absolutely love the spices and just people from up there. So that's amazing. Rachel is also a bodybuilder, so she can maybe give us some tips on that.
I picked up bodybuilding in law school, and it is something that I just like to do. It's fun.
Okay.
And it is very demanding, and it just encourages you to keep trying every day to be better. So that's why I like it.
Yeah, it's very important, especially nowadays, you know, post-pandemic or during the pandemic, to keep that mental and your emotions, your mental state and your body in shape, mm-hmm. So especially in practice and personal injury, which is a very stressful job, it's 24/7 pretty much, because mm-hmm. clients call you every single day, they don't look at the clock, they may call you in the middle of the night or several times a day, and you have several of those clients at once, so it can be very, very stressful. So exercise and healthy lifestyle is definitely a must. So thank you. So what would you say, to a person who's starting off a law firm, how important the healthy lifestyle is?
I would say it's very important, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't really take care of your clients. So it's important to focus on just getting out every day and getting some sunlight, moving, even if it's just a walk, but just making sure that you take care of yourself.
Very much so, absolutely. And Rachel, actually, her office is based in Midtown Atlanta, which is a very busy area when it comes to the traffic, of course. Mm-hmm. And so she shared with me that she loves running. So where do you normally run?
I like to run Piedmont Park, and I like to walk everywhere.
Wonderful. This is the city this particular area is actually made for walking and running. So it's amazing, because it has, You know, what I like to do after run, I go and eat at some nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I deserve it. But let's talk a little bit about that UM. So we'll dive a little bit deeper today of what UM stands for, and it is actually uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. And we'll touch on topics of what is uninsured motorist coverage and how it compares to underinsured motorist coverage. Ms. Green will explain what means reduced by and the meaning of what is add-on. Clients often ask Rachel and other PI attorneys, am I required to carry uninsured motorist coverage in Georgia? Yes, we are based in the state of Georgia. Why do I need uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage? What benefits do I get in purchasing it and adding to my motor vehicle insurance? And so you, my dear listeners and viewers, are here for a treat with Ms. Green today as we dive into this topic a little bit deeper. So tell me, Rachel, what is the uninsured motorist coverage?
So uninsured motorist coverage is something that you can add to your policy. And the reason why there is uninsured and underinsured is because it can come into play in two different scenarios. So underinsured is if you are injured by someone who does not have the policy limits to cover all of your injuries, so that you can use your uninsured or underinsured motorist to add on to their policy in the event that they don't have enough coverage. And then uninsured is if you are hit by someone who does not have insurance, you can use your uninsured motorist. So that would kick in and you would have access to your policy to use in the event that you are hit by someone who does not have insurance.
Okay. So would you say, or you know, that insurance companies often forget or miss to mention to new clients that there is such a thing where they can choose, you know, the option for UM?
Well, they mention it. I think most people don't understand exactly what it means. They think that just because they have the standard 2550 policy that covers them, but that just covers them in the event that if they injure or hit some, you know, property or person or vehicle or something like that, that kicks in. But to protect yourself, you need to have the UM.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I may be wrong, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there are 21 states as of today, as 2023, that do require UM coverage, Georgia being one of them. So if that's the case, what is the minimum required coverage of UM in Georgia?
So UM is not required actually in Georgia. What you can reject it, and what we call that is like a UM rejection letter, where they offer it to you and you sign saying that you understand that you are rejecting the UM coverage. And that is something that as a personal injury attorney, we will check for when someone is involved in an accident to make sure that they have it or don't have it. And if they don't have it, we will ask for a UM rejection letter just to show that the client did actually reject the UM and decide not to get it.
Okay, and so would you recommend all of your clients and our listeners to absolutely get the UM coverage if they live in the state of Georgia?
Absolutely. So everyone, if you ask any personal injury attorney, they will tell you that you should absolutely have UM on your policy. A lot of us make a lot of videos on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube explaining UM because it's very, very important to have in order to cover yourself in case you are hit by someone who does not have insurance or they don't have enough insurance for the damages that they've caused.
So if I am that someone, how do I go about checking my policy? Where do I check?
So you check your deck page and it'll show UM and it'll often say add-on or reduced by. So you always want to purchase add-on coverage. You don't want to purchase the reduced by coverage at all. And if you want to know if you have it, you can always call your insurance company and ask. And if you don't, you can add it.
Okay. And what is, you have mentioned deck page. What is deck page?
So the declarations page, it just is a page that describes the policy that you have purchased for your insurance. So it'll show all the cars that are covered, the amount of coverage that you have, and what date it goes into effect, what date it doesn't, it ends or expires. And sometimes if it's not redacted, it'll show your attorney, you know, how much you paid for that policy, mm-hmm. and how many other vehicles are on the policy as well.
Okay. And can you tell us how many tiers of UM there are available under Georgia law?
So each insurance company kind of words it a little differently, but there you can purchase, you know, like the bare minimum based on what your company offers, or you can purchase, you know, an excessive amount. You just want to make sure that you don't purchase the reduced by.
Okay.
You want to purchase the
always,
add-on.
Always do the add-on. So we have 25. What else do we have? What are the numbers?
So some have 25, 50, some have 100, 300. It just depends on the company. Some have 30, 60. Mm-hmm. So each one has different amounts that you can get. Just get, you know, what you can afford. It's better to have something than nothing is what I always tell my clients.
So what would be a difference, for instance, dollar amount on a monthly basis? Let's say if I choose between 25 and what's the next tier, 30 or 50?
So it definitely depends. Sometimes it could be like a $5 difference, $12 difference. It just depends. It's not very expensive to add it to your policy, but it definitely depends because everyone's situation is different. You know, they're going to factor in where you live at, your driving history, you know, accidents that may have occurred. So I can't really give a specific price, but it's definitely worth having because if you, unfortunately, we live in Atlanta, if you're hit and ran and you don't have UM, you will be in a very unfortunate situation. So you want to pay that additional money just to cover yourself.
Okay. Okay. And we talked a little bit here about the uninsured motorist coverage, how it compares to underinsured motorist coverage.
So the underinsured motorist coverage is, for example, if someone was to hit someone like rear end them, and they end up having injuries that cost more than the policy. Like, mm-hmm. you say, if they had the standard $25,50 and the person has $100,000 in damages, but there's only $25,000. So they can only pay out what they have. In the event that you have UM, mm-hmm. you can add, and it's add-on, you can add that to that policy. So your attorney will be able to access another policy to get you some kind of relief so that you can get the treatment that you need.
Okay. And back to that reduced and add-on, and you said always get add-on. Tell me a little bit more about reduced by. And another question, I guess, that relates to it. Do normal insurance companies try to get you to sign on reduced by, or do they give you option? How does it normally work?
So usually when I've gone to purchase insurance, they do give you the option because, like I said, you have to sign for it. Mm-hmm. They have to document what you decided to get. But the reduced by, it won't kick in until it is reduced by whatever the amount is. So that's why we don't recommend getting it.
Okay.
Because in the event that you do get a reduced by policy and the person that caused your injury, the at fault, you know, it's the same amount, they kind of mm-hmm. cancel each other out, and then you can't use the UM. So we always recommend that you get add-on and not reduced by.
I love it. And, you know, from your personal experience working with so many different insurance companies, what is, you know, based on your, like I said, your experience, which company is the best when it comes mentioning to their clients and really making sure that they have that add-on UM coverage?
I don't have a specific company that I think I would say, hey, this one does a really good job. I think you just kind of have to like shop around.
Okay.
And just do your research and check. I typically buy my insurance from, you know, someone that I went to college with that opened their own insurance company that can like run the rates for different places and give me suggestions. So it just depends, like, just do your research and see what's best for you.
So if somebody freshly opens a new insurance company, I'm sure, you know, it's a small, probably unknown at that point, do they work under the umbrella of a large company that we all know?
Usually they can pull rates from different places, mm-hmm. and kind of explain to you, hey, like, this would be the best rate, or this one has this type of insurance, mm-hmm. and they can kind of bundle it with like renter's insurance or whatever else you need.
Okay.
Just like a private seller. So that's an option. And then you also can go online and check the rates on your own as well, just putting your information.
So what company would you recommend? Let's say if I'm trying to change my insurance company because I'm paying a little bit too much. What would you recommend going with?
I honestly don't have one that I would recommend not on the record for someone to.
Okay.
Just because everyone's experience is different, and I might have a good experience with one company and somebody else might not, and then they might be calling me, you told me to go with this person. So there's not one specifically that I would recommend.
I see. That makes sense. So tell me, how do you help your clients overall achieve results that they deserve? Like, what do you do for your clients, and I would say differently than your colleagues in personal injury do?
We make sure that we guide our clients from beginning to end. I'm like really big on making videos to try to explain every single thing that I can possibly think that a client would have a question to, and then when I get new questions, I try to make videos on those. And we're always just available just to answer questions and explain how the process works from start to finish. Because a lot of our clients have never been in an accident before, or they've never experienced a slip and fall or some type of injury that wasn't their fault. And we also handle a lot of like daycare abuse cases, and a lot of parents don't understand what the steps are and what they, you know, should do in that situation. So we are big on always like picking up the phone, going to meet with clients in person, answering their questions, and just making sure that they understand what's going on and that they feel comfortable with the process.
Wonderful. And so I'm glad you mentioned, you know, other types of law areas that you practice. That's good to know. So anything else besides daycare injuries and car accidents that you practice?
Yeah, so slip and falls, negligent security, wrongful death, so anything that would cause an injury to a person and it's not their fault. And then on the criminal side, we do everything from DUIs all the way up to murder as well.
Okay, very interesting. That's a wide array of law practices. That's wonderful. So if somebody, God forbid, gets injured on the road or on the premises or, you know, in any other way, and they're looking for the Althea Law Firm, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
So there's a few ways. So you can reach out to us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. You can call or text us at any time, 24/7, because the type of law that we practice, you know, it's not a 9-to-5 thing. It happens all the time. People get in accidents in the morning. Unfortunately, people get arrested late at night. So basically, 24/7, they can call and someone will answer the phone or text them back.
And what is that number?
That number is 470. I actually just switched the number, so I don't have it specifically in front of me, but
that's okay. And
the 24/7 number.
Okay.
So
okay.
That number is actually, it's 470-954-3064 is the 24/7 line where you can text or call at any time.
Okay, so make sure you do that. And Rachel, just can you go briefly over what person would do if they got into car accident? Kind of, you know, what would be step 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth?
So if you're involved in a car accident, you always want to call the police and you want to get a police report. You want to make sure that, you know, everyone's okay. If they aren't, you want to get medical treatment as soon as possible, and then you want to call a personal injury attorney so they can basically do a consult and advise you of the next steps, and then you can decide if you want to hire them or not. So that would be free of charge for any personal injury attorney to have a free consult with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a website or just social media, perhaps?
Yes. So we have a website. It's www.althealawfirm.com, and that's Althea with one L.
Okay, and it's A-L-T-H-E-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good to know. Awesome. That was really great. Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us today and for being my very special guest at It's Time for More Injury Finding Podcast. But before I let you go, I have one pop-up question. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, all right. So tell me, if you had 10 times the budget you have now, what would you spend it on?
if we had 10 times the budget that we had now, I think that we would probably spend it on maybe like more resources for clients, like to just like have more information about how their case works.
Mm-hmm.
So something that they could probably access 24/7, maybe like an app or something like that.
Okay.
So they could log in and watch a video about whatever questions they have, or get like a live communication about what they would want to have answered, and just make sure that they're comfortable with the process, just to make it more client interactive.
So you would pretty much would invest it back into your business to make everybody's lives easier and better.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful. I love it. Great. So that was, again, Attorney Rachel Althea Green with the Althea Law Firm. Thank you so much for everybody watching and listening to us today. That was our story about the UM coverage. For more tips and tricks, please follow me on More Injury Funding. And it's time for More Injury Funding podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all other podcast sources. Also follow on my social media at LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, Yelp, and then Google Business profile, and also on my website at www.moreinjuryfunding.com, and Moore is with two O's. I can't wait to see you, my dear listeners or viewers, very soon again. And until then, be well. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.